This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping is suggesting the Belt and Road Initiative can become a new platform and an experimental plot for China and Japan to see cooperation and common development. In meeting with Toshihiro Nakai, Secretary General of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, Xi Jinping says Japan is welcome to discuss cooperation with China under the Belt and Road.
The participation of Japan's delegation in the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation shows Japan has clearly affirmed the initiative. We highly appreciate that.
The Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation wrapping up on Monday. Nakai attending the two-day event representing the Japanese government. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling on the Chinese and Philippine sides to increase their communication on major issues connected to their bilateral relationship. Meeting with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in Beijing. Chinese President also calling for strengthening cooperation in infrastructure, combating cross-border maritime crimes, and joint rescue operations. For his part, Rodrigo Duterte says the Belt and Road Initiative is conducive to the Philippines' employment prospects and prosperity. It's been announced South Korea's former Prime Minister Lee Hae-chan will be visiting China from Thursday as a special envoy of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. China's foreign ministry announcing it will be a three-day trip, but did not provide any details about the agenda. It's being reported Lee has been given authority to discuss a broad range of issues, including the THAAD anti-missile system and issues related to North Korea. Officials from China and the Philippines set to meet on Friday for the first session of a bilateral consultation mechanism on South China Sea issues. The bilateral meeting will be held in the city of Guiyang. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Jianmin and Philippine Ambassador to China Jose Romana will be chairing the meetings. The session will be taking place on the sidelines of a senior officials meeting among China and ASEAN countries on the implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea. The so-called DOC was signed in 2002 and outlines principles in the management of disputes in the South China Sea. Australian and Hong Kong authorities have launched negotiations to secure a free trade agreement. Aside from eliminating or reducing tariffs, the talks are also expected to focus on securing increased access for service providers in the financial, education, travel, and construction sectors. Hong Kong is Australia's eighth largest export market and the 12th largest trading partner. Two-way trade in goods and services between Australia and Hong Kong coming in at around $11 billion U.S. dollars this past year. China's central authorities have approved the creation of a Bond Connect program between the mainland and Hong Kong markets. It'll allow investors on both sides to trade bonds on each other's markets. Under the plan, northbound trade will be launched first without caps on investment volumes. An official launch date has not been set. Official data suggesting net foreign exchange sales by China's central bank and financial institutions continuing to slow down through April. Chinese side selling off some 42 billion yuan or 6.1 billion U.S. dollars worth of foreign exchange in April, down from 54.7 billion yuan in March. Narrowing decline indicates easing pressure from capital flight as the Chinese economy firms up and the yuan stabilizes against the U.S. dollar. South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, is reportedly set to visit the White House late next month. A detailed schedule or agenda have not been unveiled for the meeting between Moon Jae-in and Donald Trump, but it is highly expected the issues will include the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and the U.S. THAAD missile interception system. A special committee of South Korea's ruling Democratic Party announcing a plan to push for parliamentary hearings on the THAAD deployment to find out if there's any illegitimacy or illegality in the decision-making process. Japanese rescuers have found several pieces of wreckage believed to be from the fuselage of a Japanese military plane that went missing on Monday. The plane, with four crew members on board, disappeared while en route to a medical transport pickup on the northern island of Hokkaido. Initial reports suggesting weather may have been a factor. Young Chinese player has signed a contract with Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates. Go Hai Chung is a pitcher for China's under-18 national team. He's the second player to sign with an MLB club from the league's development centers here in China. The first being Xu Guiyuan, a two-time China National Youth Baseball League MVP. He inked a deal with the Baltimore Orioles back in 2015 when he was 19 years old. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.